This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. And each week we're joined by Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library to talk about what's happening over there event-wise at the LDL and program-wise. And you, last week when you left, you told me you were going to go work on the big press release for the Makerspace, and you got that out. Tell everybody what's going on with the Makerspace.
So the Makerspace, I'm sure people have probably at this point heard about it by now, but for those who haven't, or for those who, you know, would like some more details, we are thrilled to announce that we will be developing, it's actually two new creation spaces. So through a generous grant provided by the Wanderers Family Fund, we will be creating a makerspace, for those who don't know what that is, a hands-on learning technology and innovation center. And as we will also be having a new traditional art studio as well. Mm. So it's two different spaces. Mm. If people remember, you know, earlier this year, we had our big annual survey that went out. Mm-hmm. And this was actually something I had asked about on the annual survey, is we wanted to develop this space. What would people like to see inside of it? And so that kind of influenced the space turning from just one makerspace to makerspace and art studio, because we saw so much feedback from the community about wanting a traditional art studio. Mm. We were hoping to, with these new spaces, allow even more programming that both educates and sparks the imagination. The new Makerspace and Art Studio will feature a diverse array of tools and resources, encouraging exploration and hands-on learning, things like 3D printing, etching, and robotics, to traditional crafting and art forms. The space will provide a platform for individuals of all ages and skill levels to engage in collaborative projects, develop new skills, and bring their creative ideas to life. The library, we would like to add an additional pottery studio with kilns. Mm. This is something we heard a lot about, a lot of feedback. This is kind of a phase two of the project, and for that we will need more financial support. So for anyone who's interested in the library having a pottery studio and kilns, for more information about how you can help, please contact our executive director, Ellen Peters.
Okay. What's going on at Rosie Mound?
So we have an event coming up on September 11th called Discover Michigan's Dunes at Rosie Mound Park. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll be joining Ottawa County Parks naturalists on a hike at Rosie Mound Natural Area to learn more about the West Michigan Dune System. Mm-hmm. This hike through the Freshwater Dune System will allow everyone there to see and explore what makes the Great Lake Dunes so unique, how a forest can grow on sand, and discover how ancient processes combine with natural energy flows create a unique environment in Michigan that's found nowhere else on Earth. So I'm going to learn all about the flora and fauna, and we'll get to see the kind of new area of Rosie Mound that they're, if, for people who might not know about it, they're expanding some. Mm-hmm. A note for some people, though, there's a lot of stairs and steps, and some physical exertion will be necessary. So just keeping that in mind. And we do have registration with a physical activity waiver required. Mm-hmm. So that is online on our calendar page.
Alrighty, we have a West Coast swing class coming up.
Yes, this one's fun. This is my one that I'm hosting. So I won't be teaching it. I'm going to be learning with everybody else. And we're all going to be learning how to do the West Coast style of swing. Mm-hmm. So last year, actually, last fall, we got to learn East Coast. So this time it's West Coast. Everyone is welcome, whether they're a beginner or an experienced dancer, to come and enjoy a night of community fun and music. You can come with a partner or come solo and make new friends. We recommend comfortable attire and shoes with smooth soles, and registering everyone who's going to be coming to dance, because we do have limited space available. If you're interested, register online and then get to the library. It's on a Friday, September 12th, before 6 p.m., because the library closes at 6, and then we get the entire library atrium to ourselves. It's really fun for anyone who's never done our dance classes.
Okay. Do we have an author talk coming up?
We do. We have Heidi Miok, who's going to be joining us Saturday, September 13th at 1 p.m. in Program Room A. She'll be talking about her new book, The Spirits at the Storyteller, and including information about her life and her work to inspire others on how to follow their dreams of being writers. She'll have a book signing and copies of the book for sale for anyone interested.
All righty. What about people who are into stargazing.
Stargazing. We have an event coming up. So this is September 15th. It's a Monday. We'll be joining the Shoreline Amateur Astronomical Association for an astronomy presentation and stargazing session. Everyone will meet at 7 p.m. inside the Hemlock Crossing Nature Center with a short presentation about the stars and what we hope to view through the observatory's 16-inch Schmidt Cassegrain telescope. Then we'll move outside to the observatory, which the association built themselves. It's really cool if you've never seen it. To go and view the stars. So for note for people, the observatory isn't heated, so if it's going to be getting colder that night, definitely dress for the weather of that. And if we end up having like a really cloudy night or rain or anything, the event will be postponed to the following Monday, September 22nd. So for that registration, we do recommend.
Summer's coming to an end, and I guess our summer walking tours are winding up too.
Yes, our summer walking tours are winding up. We have one more left. It is our History and Mystery walking tour on September 16th at 10 a.m. It is a tour through downtown Grand Haven, exploring some notorious true crime cases and some eerie alleged hauntings that have impacted the community. That's led by our head of our genealogy and local history, Jeanette Wyden. And participants will be able to visit key locations connected to crimes, eerie encounters, and paranormal legends. As always with these, they start at the Sundial at the intersection of Washington Street and South Harbor Drive near the stadium, and it'll take about an hour and a half of walking around.
Okay. She is Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. Chelsea, people can learn more about all these things that are happening at the LDL. Where do we go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or follow us on at Loudoun District Library on social media.
This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce, and we'll talk to you next week.